This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A federal judge has thrown out a U.S. Department of Justice subpoena demanding the medical records of minors who receive gender-affirming care at Colorado Children's Hospital. In an order filed this week, the judge said the Justice Department can only issue subpoenas to investigate possible violations of the law. And in this case, the order says there is no federal law banning gender-affirming care for minors. A Colorado-based foreign policy expert says the U.S. arrest of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro should have consequences far beyond Latin America. Francisco Rodriguez is a Venezuelan-born economist and a faculty affiliate at the University of Denver. He says the operation broke a core rule of international relations. He warns that move could make it harder for the U.S. to stop other countries from doing the same.
A lot of the world is going to react by saying, "What do you mean you can't do that? You just did that yourself."
Rodriguez says the result could be a more unstable global order. Pueblo Community College will begin offering a program to train new aircraft maintenance technicians. The program is slated to launch this fall, with an emphasis on serving veterans, high school graduates, and other former co-workers. The state is kicking in around $500,000 from a fund aimed at supporting local economies that have in the past relied on coal. Clouds will build across the Front Range and Palmer Divide tonight with temperatures in the 30s. Tomorrow, rain and snow likely in Denver with temperatures in the 40s. Then that widespread snow is forecast for Thursday night into Friday morning. Right now, winter weather advisories and winter storm watches are posted for parts of Colorado. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.